The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes, and beat it right along.
I'll say with me one thing here right now. Ready? One, two, three. Cha-ching. Say it with me. Cha-ching. Say it with me.
Trademark Vera Charles.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Say it with me.
Trademark Vera Charles.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1722 of the EFO for Friday, the 29th of August, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's
Say it with me, trademark Vera Charles.
Y'all, I've got voice letters and talk more.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
Tickler's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. It is the last Friday of the month. Shalom okay, Big Fatty. We, of course, have the Bulgarian national anthem. Yes, Big Fatty, stop the madness. Stop the madness. You're ticklers today because y'all, honest to hydrogen, Big Fatty's got a little tickle in his throat. And y'all, I don't know what it's from, but I've been sneezing. I don't know if it's a change of weather here in Charleston or what, but been sneezing a lot, and y'all, I've got a little tickle in my throat. I hadn't slept very well the past couple of nights either. Big Fatty, you just tossed and turned. But y'all, when I finish recording this, I'm gonna sit down and have me a little supper. Y'all, I took my poke roast. Y'all, I opened the package with the poke roast in it. And y'all, there were two, not poke roast, poke loin. There were two poke loins in the package. And y'all, so I froze one of them and I took the other one and I wrapped it in the Bafrin and put that good Cajun seasoning that moose pea had sent to me. Y'all, I didn't have any good stone ground mustard to go on there. So, you know, I just figured I'd just be, yes, Big Fatty. So I'm going to have that, and I'm having a garden salad, and we'll just see how things go. Anyway, and then depending on how I feel around bedtime, y'all, I may take me a little dose of NyQuil. Just knock myself out with a little dose of NyQuil. But y'all, before we do anything else, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we're going to close out the month of August with not one, not two, I say two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all, which, of course, tells us there's lots of fucking at the end of November. Big Fatty! But, y'all, today the 29th for right Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one's over there at that PNS explosion. Y'all, it's PNS Noah. Y'all, he's Noe Knee or something like that on the Twitty. Y'all, it's been a while. It's been a month of Sunday since they put out a little show. But y'all, if you see him on the Twitty, let him know that Big Fatty said it was... happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, the other one we want to pass along to you is y'all, it's the one and only, y'all, he's as sweet as he can be, and he's, you know, I don't really know how he got this name, but y'all, some people say he's a little slow, but y'all, it's the short bus, y'all. You know, he and Turniped used to do lots of stuff together and everything, and by lots of stuff, Big Fatty, you mean they used to do the humpity bumpity? Yes, they used to do the humpity bumpity, and so anyway, y'all, it is Noah and Short Burst, Short Burst, Big Fatty. It is their celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, it's a former podcaster. You originally heard him over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and then he did that No Wire Hangers with Kaba. Y'all, I think he's been in the hospital recently with chest pains. Big Fatty could be angina. What about his mangina? Nothing. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Y'all, it's the Bionic Booty himself. You know, everybody's favorite racist. Y'all, it's that J.C. Marple from down there in Lakeland, Florida. Big Fatty, it just sounds like a weekend that is gonna be all full of fun and surprises and maybe some booty calls and some humpity bumpity and adult beverages, and it seems like there's something else that there might be during the weekend. What do you know what it is, Squeaky Kitty? Oh, yes, Kay!
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Bacon. Oh my gosh. So I'm on the deck watching Gerald tidy up my tomato plants. And when I was going to come in the house, I heard the sound and I said, oh my gosh, Gerald, I hear a frog. I hope it didn't get in the house. And here's my cell phone sitting on the table and it's the Cricket timer. Time's up.
Y'all, I got nothing. Y'all, I don't know what she's talking about. Big Fatty, nobody does. Y'all, she's talking about a frog coming in the house and then sitting on the table with her cell phone and something about time's up. Or maybe, Big Fatty, maybe she needs to go in time out.
Goodbye.
Hey, Crotty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And with me is... right, that's about all he's got to say. And we're here in the Kansas City, Missouri, and Big Fatty, we've had enough. And by we've had enough, we mean we've had enough. And we put our orange hat on. Thank you for shipping it out to us. Super gigantic orange hat. It's true. It was huge. And I had to put my orange hat on, and Larry Clyde just walked around me in circles while I did it, and I think that was arms crossed. It was true. It's and we've pissed some people off, and so we're out, and we've decided to go to the Gabar here, and we're at some sort of Vietnamese French fusion place, and it's really delicious. But Nimrod went to the Gabar for all you can drink $15 show tunes night.
First to somewhere in
Kansas. No, we're in Kansas City. We're in Kansas City. Anyway, so we're calling to let you know that, one, you're fat. Two, we've incurred some debts while we're here, and the police are coming now. But we've just gone ahead and told everyone that you're going to come and fulfill our debts, and so they'll be horrified. Is there anything else we needed to say?
John, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's true. And could you please let Mistake know that we are not driving to Chicago to meet her for something? And
or Des Moines.
We might go to Des Moines, though. That's tomorrow. We'll make our decision tomorrow afternoon. Larry Kly is looking at coal miners on the internet. So on that note, we're going to go. Okay, you're fat.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is...
You feel really fat.
Oh, y'all, that is, y'all, that, of course, is old Veda, and y'all, that's Larry Kly with him, and, first of all, Veda, thank you so much for the call. It's been lovely not hearing you. I mean, it's lovely to hear your voice. Y'all, old Veda and, Larry Kly, y'all, they've been out there in, Kansas City. I think they're in Missouri. I don't know if they're in Kansas or not. Big fatty. Maybe if they're in Kansas, they can see Christina in the Kansas. Oh, well, I don't know. Veda, thank you for the call. Now, about these debts, I'm not quite sure how you ran up these debts or anything, but whenever you and Larry Kly get back to the coal mine, we'll just noodle over that. We'll just noodle over that and come up with something. Y'all, it sounds to me like they're just pure damn miserable. Miserable, B, Fanny. Yes, it does. Veda, you and Larry Kly, hurry on back, and remember, Labor Day. We're open for Labor Day, so get your ass in there on Monday morning. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello. Happy
Bacon.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon Poodle.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you believe it? My phone rings. It never rings. All right.
Oh, Big Fatty, why did you hang up? I didn't hang up on her, Poodle. Didn't you hear her just say that her phone rang? Big Fatty, my hearing's going. It's you know, that's the second thing to go. What's the first? Big Fatty, don't ask. It's vulgar. Okay, I won't ask. But, Poodle, have no fear. Miss Bacon called back. Yes, Big Fatty.
Bacon.
Bacon, I got a hold of T.T., Tom and Terry. Can I call him T.T.? Is that bad? Okay, well, anyway, I'm at the bank. I'm here to get cash. But anyway, so I got a hold of them, and we've been in touch, and we have secured a dinner date, and I apparently I'm not allowed to call you while I'm on a date with them. So, hello. I guess I won't be calling. And they plan to detain me until midnight. But my question is, and I'm hoping you can answer it before I get to Chicago Friday, is are they the same time zone as me? Because my date is at 8:30. I bought a new watch to make sure I'm on time. And now I'm not sure if they're in the same time zone. So I guess what I can do is look at my phone and turn it on and off when I get to Chicago, because the time should adjust by itself if there is a time difference. That's what I'm going to count on, is my cell phone time, and then I'll look at my watch and see if they're the same time. Okay, thanks. Never mind. Disregard this message. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta see that. Oh, dang, I see. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the disregarded call. It's lovely to disregard your message. And y'all, Miss Bacon is on her way up to the Chicago's. Big Ricky heard that and got out of town. Y'all, he got on a jet plane. Don't know when he's coming back again, but he got out of town. Maybe she's going up there for Noah's. Maybe she's going for Noah's celebration of eggs. visiting the birth canal. Big buddy, that'd be lovely. And but Miss Bacon, you might not want to call Tom and Terry TT, because y'all, especially at Diggle's advanced age, you know, TT, the power of suggestion is a big buddy, that's vulgar. It's too much. It's just too much. But I can assure you, Miss Bacon, you will have a lovely, time with Digger and T Wiggles, and you're just, yes, Big Fatty, it's going to be lovely. And I bet you, I'm gonna make a wager. I'm gonna make a wager that cellular telephonic device comes out, or Tom's comes out, because Tom is not gonna. Be able to pass up documenting a batshit crazy evening. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, Tom is not a big fatty. But as far as the time zones go, you know, Miss Bacon, I fucked them up. When did I fuck up the time zones? I don't remember when that was. But anyway, I fucked up the time zones. But I do know that the Chicago is in the central daylight time zone. And so if that is of any assistance to you, I'm happy to pass that along, except for the fact that I am disregarding your call, because you know you wanted me to disregard your call. Big Fatty, that's a longer message, a longer answer for a disregarded call than there is for a regular call. Yes, are you having some sort of spell or something? You know, I'm on the Big Fatty, are you okay? Squeaky Kitty, quick, get a wooden spoon. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I was going to do a little Pride 48 update, but I just think I'll just natta about it instead. Y'all, we had somebody, I don't know who it is. I hadn't gotten a word back yet. Yeah, but y'all, we had somebody named Trixie sign up for several of the events for Pride 48. But y'all, we don't know who Trixie is. And y'all, this brings up an important point that... folks, you gotta let us know if you're coming, because you know folks could have made their own arrangements or something like that, and we just don't know who they are. And but y'all, we want to make sure that we're prepared. Yes, Big Fatty, you need to be prepared. So anyway, but y'all, speaking of Pride 48, you know that Artie Cruiser is coming to the Pride 48. Y'all, I heard this afternoon he was reaching for the death phone because that Joan Rivers wasn't doing too well. But y'all, RT Cruiser sent me a Twitty this afternoon, and you know he was saying, "Oh, listen to this wonderful show, Big Fatty Online," and y'all, he put the comment in there. I think I'm beginning to understand what Squeaky Kitty is saying.
Big Fatty, why wouldn't he understand? Everybody speaks. Squeaky Kitty speaks very clearly.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, in the U.S. of A., it is Labor Day weekend, so quite a few people have Monday off. However, Labor Day is a national holiday not observed by the coal mine, so we'll be working on Monday, but y'all, we'll get that holiday around Crema, so that'll be lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, a voice you may not recognize. Y'all, she's just had to cut back. It's just sad. It is just sad. But Vonzi, anything that you would like to close out the week saying to everybody?
Say it with me. Trademark Vera Charles.
Oh, say it with me. Have a lovely weekend. Yes, we're ready.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined at bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.